This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2244. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition recorded May 23rd, Algeria, Antarctica, Cuba, Czechoslovakia, Finland, France, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Korea North, Malaysia, Mali, Mexico, Mongolia, Myanmar, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Saudi Arabia, Solomon Islands, Spain, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Algeria, I'm still trying to catch the floating English segment on Ifriqiya FM on 17600. We found that it often appears sometime between 18 and 19 UT. On Monday, May 20th, I was listening to the entire hour, and the English segment appeared between 1837 and 1843, Zoom Africa. They've been promoting some exhibition in Algiers. And then on Tuesday, May 21st, I again had the English segment between 1840 and 1848. In the past, it's also appeared between 06 and 07 UT, usually during the second half of these hours. And it even propagates sometimes in the middle of the night to North America, such as May 22nd, but I tuned in too late to hear any English, if there was any. According to HFCC, we should go through the entire frequency schedule, 24 hours, for Ifriqiya FM. At 06 to 19 UT, 17600 and 15160. At 19 to 22, 17600 and 13790. At 22 until 03, 13790 and 15110. And at 03 until 06, 9500 and 9700. These are from two different transmitter sites. The best one for us is Béchar, which is in the northwest corner of Algeria next to Morocco. It's aimed at 131 degrees, which means that directly off the back of that 311 degrees, here we are in North America. Besides 17600, the other Béchar frequencies are 15110 and 9500. All the others are from Ouargla, that's O-U-A-R-G-L-A. Don't leave out that A, as often happens. It's beamed 210 degrees from southeast of Algiers, so it's not favorable for us. But of course, it's mostly in French or Arabic. I recently gave the official four-day-a-week schedule of LRA 36, Radio Nacional, Arcángel San Gabriel, El Esperanza Base, Antarctica, on 15476 USB, actually just a tad below that. One of the broadcasts is Thursday at 18 to 20 UT, and I was hearing it on May 16th during a quick check, and Manuel Menes in Spain was also hearing it the next Thursday, May 23rd, but it was cutting on and off the air during that two-hour period. You can always try for it direct, as Manuel Menes gets it, and some lucky listeners in North America, but usually I have to depend on a remote in Argentina or Brazil. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. What shall we talk about this week? How about 6,000 kilohertz, the evening English frequency for North America? May 18th at midnight, 49 UT, it was 25 to 40 over 9 of dead air in English. And furthermore, the second harmonic also had dead air in English on 12,000. This happens depending perhaps on sporadic propagation. It wouldn't hurt to check further harmonics possibilities on exactly 18, 24, and 30 megahertz. Knows even when the fundamental might be modulated. Then on May 22nd at 06:47, very late, the 6,000 transmitter was still on the air, up to 35 over 9, again with dead air in English. But at that time, there was no signal on the second harmonic. Past English has also shown up in the evenings on 9700. It's been heard again by Tony Pavick in British Columbia, probably in Spanish he doesn't specify. May 23rd from 0300 past 0330. They could have some competition on 9700, Romania in Spanish, between 02 and 03. And as I mentioned, Algeria starts at 03 on 9700. Tony Pavick also reports a fairly good signal, albeit fuzzy-sounding Spanish, on 15230. 10 over 9, May 21st, around 0414, but with spurs 10 kilohertz above and below, at S7, 15220 and 15240. The same thing was happening months ago with a transmitter when it was active on 11850. Did you see CBS 60 Minutes on May 19th? Cuban spy numbers figured in a story about Ana Montes, spies for Cuba, a danger to U.S. national security, as American secrets sold around the world. That's what the transcript is headlined. I couldn't find the actual audio video, but it must be somewhere on the web. Anyhow, the notorious spy Ana Montes has served her sentence and is now living the good life in Puerto Rico, where she is treated as a heroine. Speaking of countries under the yoke of communism, Don Cher refers us to two new books about Czechoslovakia and radio there during the Nazi and communist eras. These were reviewed recently in the Times Literary Supplement, TLS UK. I'll give the exact titles and authors so you can probably find them, even if you can't read the reviews. Radio and the Performance of Government, broadcasting by the Czechoslovaks in exile in London, 1939 to 1945, by Erica Harrison. And the other one is Red Tape, Radio and Politics in Czechoslovakia, 1945 to 1969, by Rosamund Johnston. The title of the review in TLS is different, Radio as a Tool of Resistance and Repression in Czechoslovakia. That new 10-watt shortwave station in Finland we mentioned last week, Radio Pico, P-I-K-O. Kari Kallio now has the schedule for their test transmissions on Saturday and Sunday, May 25th and 26th, prior to their official launch on Saturday, June 1st. 16 to 17 on 9770 for Norway and Denmark. 18 to 19 on 5980 for Finland. And 19 to 20 UT on 3990 for Finland, Sweden, and Estonia. Via John Filiozzi, a story from RFI.fr in France, dated May 23rd. RFI on strike again. That means wall-to-wall music until the job action ends. This is over a proposed merger of public broadcasting entities. It is slated to last through May 24th. Alfigrim in Southeast Brazil reports, DRM on 11615 from Germany, a program called Music for Joy, the four being the figure, the number, via now in Germany. It was heard at 2002 UT on May 21st. That was Tuesday with electronic music to East Africa. He says, no ID, no interval signal, no voice communication, just electronic music for 1 hour. What is the purpose of such a transmission? We wonder too. IB List says it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays only, and for West Africa. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, more monitoring by Ron Howard of Voice of Indonesia, which is an external service, but for years now has only been using what were really former domestic service transmitters, 3325 being the best one from Palangkaraya. On May 17th, he says one of the strongest perceptions ever, audio at a nicely readable level, making for enjoyable listening. From 1210 UT in Japanese and at 1300 in English. One of the announcers gave the other frequency correctly, 4755, the other one did not, the former frequency, 4750. The Today in History segment at 1315 was about May 17th. In 1949, Kalimantan was declared as an integral part of the Indonesian Republic and opposed any act to grant its independence from Indonesia. Kalimantan, of course, is where Palangkaraya is located in the center of Borneo. The other transmitter on 4750 was originally in Makassar, but recently has been attributed to Jakarta. However, it's apparently useless. Ron says 4754.83 was heard again with an open carrier. No hint of any audio. Reception not so good on May 22nd, he says, only semi-readable. The Today in History segment included Republic of Yemen established in 1990. Ron Howard's monitoring of the only other Indonesian, RRI Nabiri Pro 1, on 7289.93. On May 20th, from 0810, but it went off at 0839 after non-stop easy listening songs. But they came back on the air by 0850 when he checked again with an Islamic segment. It's still on the air at 10 UT with theme music and news, but by 10:02, interfered with by China on 7290. And on May 22nd, he says, Nabiri was off the air, checking after 0825 UT. On May 21st at 1905, I was checking the Canary Island remote for Molly on 5995, but instead found a big open carrier on 5990. That's listed as Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, supposedly in Albanian, from 1820 until 1920, that wacky scheduling of most languages by VIRI. Parallel frequency for Albanian would be 7325 or 7310, but not heard there either, although there was Chinese on 7310. Ron Howard also monitored Shokase or Sea Breeze about North Korean abductions from Japan, the English broadcast on Wednesdays, May 22nd at 1315. But both frequencies were poor assignments. 5920 had interference from Voice of Freedom and super jamming, rapid pulsating jamming from North Korea, while 5965 is interference from CNR1 in China. As for the multiple frequencies of Voice of the People from South to North Korea, May 22nd, 11:45, Ron Howard found these: 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 4560, 6520, and 6600. And the sibling station Echo of Hope, always abbreviated VOH, at 11:40, May 22nd, 3985, 4885, 5995, 6250, 6350, and 7720 kilohertz. Zaharias Gangas in Greece, who has a special interest in Malaysia, has been monitoring the only shortwave frequency left from there, 11665, usually referred to as YFM, WAI. But he says, not exactly. Monitoring May 22nd at 0730 until 0803, he was hearing only a different station, Kayang FM in Miri, going after 09UT when interference increases. And most of their morning program starting at 21UT. Before sign-off airs, the program from Limbang, Miri. Limbang has the same program at 10UT, parallel with YFM in Iban. These are actually for listeners in Sarawak, but transmitted from Peninsular Malaysia. Now, my monitoring of Mali's domestic service on shortwave. May 21st at 0648, I was surprised to hear French on 9635, when there is normally nothing. That has to be Bamako, as it's missing from its regular frequency that early, 5995. The normal switch time is at 08UT. That was heard direct. But around 19UT into the Canary remote, neither frequency was on the air. By 1921, 5995 had come on with a very good signal. Then on the next night, May 22nd at 0646, 9635 was gone again, but there still was a weak signal on 5995. My first major sporadic EFMDX opening of the season came May 16th from 2259UT past 0110 on the 17th. From Campeche, Yucatan, and later Florida. I've published my full report via my log report roundups and on VHF DX lists. Quite a number of stations from as low as 92.1 to as high as 105.9 megahertz. Strangely enough, as I've often noted in FMDX openings, nothing was logged on the educational band, as we call it in the U.S., below 92 megahertz. Although by maximum usable frequency theory, there should be more signals at the bottom of the band than further up. Toward the end of the opening, I had the Black Information Network on 99.3, which, according to their station listings, is in Montgomery, Alabama, which is supposedly only a translator of something else. Being time out for this DX opening delayed my completion of last week's World of Radio. Bonhard in California says, almost daily, I check 4895 for Mongolian radio with no results, but recently had a positive open carrier, or definite carrier, such as May 22nd after 12:23, but never any audio. However, Malno Ritala has been checking this as well, and confirms it is Mongolia, as heard via the Irkutsk remote in Russia. But nothing on their other frequency, 4830. Zaharis Yangas also checked Irkutsk for 4895, and was hearing it between 0355 and 0405. That is around noontime there. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2244. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Brock Whaley in Aiken, South Carolina, who sent a contribution via PayPal not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Brock says, keep up the fine work, a fan and admirer for decades. Thanks for keeping the hobby alive. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Ron Howard has been trying to monitor Myanmar radio on 5985. On May 22nd, it came on at 1121. But at 1130, it started a very strong CRI, China, on the frequency. Furthermore, he was unable to confirm the sign-off time of 9730 for Myanmar radio due to a strong Alaska signal on that frequency. Here's another beacon I heard on the 10-meter band when hardly anything else was audible. May 18th at 2206 on CW, 28228, ZL3TEN, slant B. That's in Christchurch, New Zealand, according to listings. One assumes most FM stations will naturally be in stereo, as in the FM database of WTFDA. If there's no entry in the mode field, it is assumed to be stereo, I think. But I ran across two Oklahoma stations in mono. Even when playing music, 89.3 KIEL in Loyal, which is the Radio 74 international station, somehow associated with France and 3ABN. Yes, in mono, but playing music. KOSU 91.7 in Stillwater, where I worked years ago, is in mono during the day when it's talk programming from NPR, but goes to stereo at 7 p.m. or midnight UT for its alternate personality, The Spy. Further monitoring of the Riyadh, Saudi Arabia transmitter on 11935, sometimes with Republic of Yemen radio, but May 20th at 1750, and May 21st at 1642, and still at 1854, nothing but that horrible buzz roar. Ron Howard reports Solomon Islands, 5020 SIBC, May 21st after 1327 UT, with an extended broadcast well beyond their normal closing time of 1200, and it was still on past 1355 with non-stop pop songs. As I mentioned last week, one of the four frequencies of Radio Exterior de España has been missing, 15390, the one aimed toward Africa. In fact, it's centered on Bata, Equatorial Guinea, the former Spanish colony, as Wolfgang Büschel points out, that is when it's on the air, or was finally back on the air May 22nd when I checked at 1531. Although the English broadcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 22 UT is at midnight local time in South Africa, our correspondent there, André Stradenberg, says he does hear it well, again from May 22nd. Something's always erroneous at Emirlair or awry at Ankara, for Voice of Turkey's English broadcast at 22 UT, or 11785.009, toward Western Europe and North America. I try to check it almost every day. Here's what happened during the past week. On May 17th, not really making it direct, but was heard via the remote in Holland. And this time it stayed on the air past 23 UT with 35 and a half minutes of German, which is not supposed to be on shortwave. Well heard on May 18th, Sunday, with their letterbox, this time between 22:22 and 22:42 UT. The time varies. This time there was one report from North Carolina in the USA. How about some more? For often incorrect sign-off announcements around 22:53, sometimes ignore shortwave, mentioning satellite and internet only. I wonder if that's a bad omen. On May 21st, 11785 was missing completely, but heard on 9875 instead. That's the frequency they're supposed to turn off after the previous English broadcast at 2130. It was totally missing on May 22nd, not on either frequency. Dr. Volodya Salmaniv of British Columbia has been cruising around the Baltic Sea. He's of Ukrainian descent and is especially interested in following the Russian war upon Ukraine, of course. And refers us to some interesting websites for further information about radio aspects. Look for this in a search, Sarcastosaurus, S-A-R-C-A-S-T-O-S-A-U-R-U-S. It has included information about radio jamming and radio control of drones. And another article, dated May 17th, at EuroMaidanPress.com. That's EuroMaidanPress.com. Is titled The EW Backpack Revolution, How Ukrainian Portable Tech jams Russian drones. A very interesting article, including frequency ranges in the electronic warfare against the Russian invaders. I quote just a bit of it. FPV drones are vulnerable because operators must manually guide them, relying on a radio frequency link that can be jammed. EW aims to infiltrate and overpower these frequencies with powerful signals, forcing the drones to crash by losing control. However, effective jamming depends on factors like the drone's sophistication, operator distance, jamming equipment quality, and being tuned to the right frequencies. Initially, it was the 850 to 930 MHz range, but now as Russian drones shift to new frequency ranges, like 720 to 1020 MHz, jamming systems must adapt. In your airtime for World of Radio on WRMI. Hank Blackwood of Dalton, Georgia writes, I was listening to WaveScan on 7570, UT Sunday 2300. After it, NID and the current World of Radio was aired at 2330 until midnight UT, 20 dB over 9 on my Hammerlin HQ145 AC, truly a straight 5 SINPO. I enjoy having both shows, WaveScan and World of Radio, back-to-back in the evening. Indeed, I see on the System D schedule, World of Radio is indeed there, Sundays at 2330 on 7570. This one is northwest from Okeechobee, 315 degrees. Great coverage of North America, and penetrates a bit further than 5850 would have the frequency we were on previously at another time. So, I'm glad to be on 7570. Thank you very much, Jeff. From time to time, I receive a QSL request for World of Radio. I'm sorry to have to disappoint people, but I do not offer QSLs. I simply don't have time to do that in addition to preparing and producing the program. I leave QSLing to the stations carrying World of Radio, such as WRMI. Speaking of which, May 19th at 0604 and still at 0645, I had an open carrier, 25 to 35 over 9, on 5050. Surely that was WRMI number 4, not turned off after the time it's scheduled, 01 to 04 UT only, with Legends. By the way, would you believe that the current Alki list still lists the totally defunct WWRB on 5050, at 22 until 13 UT, on days 1, 2, and 7 only, Sunday, Monday, and Saturday? Dave France died in August 2021, but the station survived a bit longer. It seems my last log of it was on December 12, 2021, when it was testing on 3360. But don't you believe WWRB could possibly be now on 5050? Many thanks also to Vern of WA0RCR for carrying World Radio twice each Saturday on 1860 kHz AM from near St. Louis, Missouri. The times, however, vary considerably because of the length of other programs varying versus ours, which is always 29 minutes long. The first broadcast, nominally at 1930 UT, could start at almost as early as 19 UT or 2000, lasting until 2030. So be flexible as you tune in. And the other one at 0315 UT Sunday could start early or considerably later. Attracting considerable interest on the MW offset lists, this from Brian Clark in New Zealand. On May 21st at 10 UT, he observed something not before. The 1650 AM North American stations, suffering QRM on both upper and lower sideband from spurs on these exact frequencies, 1649.5795 and 1650.4165. causing a heterodyne whine. The center point is 2 Hz below 1650, so perhaps it's KFOX or CINA with a transmission issue. James Niven in Austin, Texas was also hearing this May 22nd, only between 05 and 12 UT. He suggests, since he was pointing south, it was most likely KFOX in California. Although he was sailing near the Arctic Circle off the Norwegian coast while Samaniv checked his remote in Masset, B.C., and was also hearing it best on his antennas aimed 110 or 130 degrees. Tony Ward in Ontario confirms that CINA is not doing it, so that leaves KFOX in Torrance, California, the Los Angeles market. It seems no one ever mentions that. It's listed as in the Korean language as Radio Seoul, but then its actual modulation, I guess, is not being heard. It's supposedly 10 kilowatts a day, but only 490 watts at night. There's been some press lately about trouble at National Public Radio, including this one from the New York Times of May 16th, via Mike Cooper, headlined, New Editing Layer Adds Angst Inside NPR. many employees have expressed concern that a new group of 6 editors called the Backstop will be unnecessary and slow down NPR's journalism. It's written by Benjamin Mullen. Here are some excerpts. One of NPR's most prominent hosts asked the company's top editor on Thursday to disclose the identity of an anonymous funder who is helping pay for a new layer of editing several weeks after the radio network faced a prominent accusation of having a liberal bias in its coverage. Michelle Martin, a host of NPR's Morning Edition, pressed Edith Chapin, NPR's chief content officer, to identify the source of the funding. Mrs. Chapin declined to elaborate on the source and said it wouldn't be a surprise to NPR's editorial staff. The meeting was held to discuss the new layer of editing, the Backstop, announced to the full staff the day before. The group, to be made up of 6 senior editors, will review all of NPR's journalism before it is released. NPR has been dealing with the fallout from an essay published in the Free Press by Yuri Berliner. Then a senior editor at NPR, who argued that the network had allowed progressive politics to skew its journalism. Much of the staff pushed back against his accusations, calling them factually inaccurate. But conservative critics have latched onto his argument, and Republican members of Congress have asked NPR's chief executive to testify on accusations of bias. The announcement of the new initiative angered many NPR employees, who see the Backstop as an unnecessary bottleneck that will bog down the nonprofit's reporting with a redundant layer of editing. Others expressed concern it could be viewed as a defensive response to Berliner's essay. Staff meeting, Ms. Chapin said the initiative was supported by Catherine Mayer, M-A-H-E-R, the company's chief executive, NPR's board of directors, and external funders. Ms. Chapin said, "We ought to view this as a good thing. We're not playing defense and having things imposed upon us that make zero sense and are put upon us by people who know less than zero about journalism." Another point of contention among employees is the move to add a panel of editors less than a year after the company laid off roughly 10% of its staff. Other news organizations have similar processes. CNN has a system called the Triad, a 3-pronged internal review that includes close legal scrutiny. Ms. Chapin said during the meeting that she would never allow a donor to dictate editorial terms. She has called the group a new story sign-off process that creates a formal system to ensure that all of NPR's content gets a final editorial review. As a constant listener to National Public Radio, IGH might add that I regard its journalism as among the best to be heard on the radio. This week's reports of Radio Vanuatu by Ron Howard in California on 7260. May 20th at 0615 to 0735, mostly fair, cutting through moderately heavy static, including at 0633 about the ongoing crisis in New Caledonia, caused by France's approval of a constitutional amendment to allow recent arrivals to the territory to vote in provincial elections. Also heard May 22nd from 1043 until off at 1101 with religious songs, ID, and national anthem. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued May 20th. Active geomagnetic levels peaking May 24th at 15 and 4. Other peaks to 12 and 3 are 12 and 4 on May 25th, 27th, June 1st, 2nd, and 9th. Stellar flux was 176 on May 23rd. Although predicted to bottom out at 185 May 25th and peak at 225 May 31st to June 2nd, and down to 165 by June 15th. That's World of Radio 2244. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.